Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus came into the world to do two things. The first thing he did was to come and be obedient to God in the flesh. The letter to the Hebrews today tells us that all the Old Testament sacrifices couldn't actually take away sins. They were instead a sign of the remembrance of the sins that had been committed, which is why they would need to do an annual sacrifice of atonement. But God in the flesh replaced that sacrifice with a sacrifice that would be sacramental, a sign that would actually accomplish what it signified. And that's what we see when Jesus came into the world. Quoting today's responsorial psalm, Psalm 40, putting the words into Jesus' whole mouth, it says, "Sacrifice and offering, all those holocausts of the animals of the Old Testament you didn't desire, but a body you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you took no delight. Then I said, as is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God." That's a Hebrew couplet. You have two parallels between sacrifice and offering you didn't desire. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you took no delight. And then there was the contrast. But a body you prepared for me, as it is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God. Jesus' whole body was to do God's will. We see that in the responsorial psalm. The letter to the Hebrews that I just quoted was quoting Psalm 40 from the Greek Septuagint, written about 270 years before Christ came in Alexandria, Egypt. But the original Hebrew didn't say, "But a body you prepared for me." So we heard in the responsorial psalm, it said, "Sacrifice for oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me." Obedience is ab audire in Latin. It's to open ourselves up, to eavesdrop to every whisper of the mouth of God and to try to do it. And when it's translated in the Septuagint, body, Jesus' ears, in a sense, that were open to obedience, was his entire existence. It was his entire body. He wasn't just obeying the Lord with what he heard, but his entire body was seeking to hear what God wanted to do and to respond to it. That's the way Jesus came into the world to take away our sins, by doing that will of God precisely to save us. But I said that there were two things that Jesus came into the world to do. The first was to offer that obedient sacrifice for our salvation. But the second was to form us in that same obedience, to let us enter into Jesus' saying yes to the Father. That's what today's gospel is about. When the people around Jesus in the house told him that his relatives were outside, his mother and all his male and female relatives, Jesus said, "Who is my mother and my brothers?" And then he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus came down to earth to form a family, an obedient family, a family that recognizes that their ears are supposed to be open to saying yes to God, but their entire existence is meant to be similarly open. The whole redemption started with Mary saying, "Let it be done to me according to your word." That was the response to Adam's and Eve's saying no to God at the beginning. Mary's obedience responded to Adam and Eve's disobedience. Mary shows us how to let our whole life develop out of obedience to God's will. Jesus taught us to pray as a family to our one Father, fiat voluntas tua. Thy will be done. Jesus wants to make us sons and daughters, real family members, by saying yes to God, echoing Jesus' own yes, so that we might respond to God the Father through, with, and in Jesus with that same fiat voluntas tua. Not my will, but yours be done, O Lord. I have come into this world in order to say yes. Today we celebrate a saint whose whole life was this yes to the Lord. St. Angela Merici founded the oldest teaching order in the church of the Ursulines, which still run schools all over the world. She had heard very early in her life a call from God in order to be able to teach others about him, especially abandoned children and orphans. And that's where it all started for her. And she sought to form them into the family of God, to help them to learn how to say yes to God as well. And in the opening prayer of today's Mass, we were asking her intercession so that precisely we could do God's will. We ask that the Virgin St. Angela never fail to commend us to your compassion, O Lord, so that following the lessons of her charity and prudence, we may hold fast to your teaching and express it in what we do. To hold fast to the teaching with that open, obedient ear, and to express it obediently in all that we do. Today at this Mass, we come to do this in memory of Jesus, just as he commanded, to enter into his body, a body that was offered in sacrifice to the Father, so that we would be able to enter into Jesus' risen life. Let us ask the Lord through St. Angela's intercession to strengthen us truly to do his will today, and then to go out and teach others how to do his will as well. For as we prayed in the entrance antiphon today, the greatest in the kingdom of God will be those who do his will and teach others to do the same. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.